Welcome back to Divine Chaos, everyone.
Hello, hello.
We have a good topic today. We found a message that, well, I was asking for guidance for what maybe we could talk about today on our podcast. And so as I often do, I just randomly open up your indelible worth to see what message it is we are meant to hear. And today's message starts with, be easy on yourself.
Lo and behold.
It was perfect timing. That's exactly what we needed to hear today. And Jerry and I got to talking about all the ways that we are kind of hardwired through family belief systems and culture to constantly trying to be better than we already are.
Yes.
Like this constant state of thinking we need to become more, ever more.
Surely I should be better than I am at this point in my life.
Somehow I should be more evolved, more spiritual, more successful, yes. more something. What's your more something? We ask to our listeners. Where is it that you're always putting the bar up a little higher? We were thinking about what that is for ourselves recently.
And I have been recovering from surgery, and I am constantly struggling with thinking I should be much further along than I am. I should be better physically than I am.
Always should be a little better.
Yes. Surely I should be better than I am right now.
So just to put this in perspective for folks, he had full-on open-heart surgery, quadruple bypass 4 months ago, right?
Yeah,
4 months
December.
Ago. Yeah. Yeah. And then he just about, his blood pressure 2 days later just totally tanked. We thought we were going to lose him. So your body's been through a lot.
It has. But that was 4 months ago.
4 months ago. Should be over it by now.
Surely by now. I should be better.
Yeah, and it's all, you know, that judge is just relentless. The ego message that is the judge that tells us we somehow are not enough as we are. We always need to be somehow making ourselves better. Like, right. When do we ever get to just breathe and go, oh, I'm just, you know what? I am just perfect, just the way I am today.
I'm good enough today. That doesn't seem to happen very often.
It really doesn't. And I was kind of laughing at Jerry because I was like, he's almost going to turn 63. And I kid you not, 3 days ago, we did a Nike trainer workout that was full on 45 minutes intense workout, full on weights, core work, cardio. And he did it. I'm constantly, you know, modifying a lot of those workouts.
Well, I was modifying too.
But I'm like, how many 63-year-old men that you know are doing these Nike workouts with, I don't know, this guy, maybe he's 30s.
Yeah.
You're twice his age. It's just, it's interesting how hard we are on ourselves.
Yeah. In my head, I still have visions of, well, I could do this before. Why can't I do it now?
Yeah, we don't give ourselves much grace, do we? I was meeting with a client this morning, and we were talking about how in marriage, at some point, somebody shared with me the concept of having a grace list for our partners. And so you just acknowledge when you first get together, you know, kind of all the shortcomings, all the things maybe that are a little bit, you know, a bother to you in your relationship or whatever. And you just say, well, that's on my grace list. So whenever it pops up, whenever anything pops up, you just say, well, that's on my grace list. I already gave him a pass for that. And I got to thinking, do we have a grace list for ourselves? I think love itself gives us a pass on everything.
Yeah.
Actually, I was revisiting, I decided I'm, A Course in Miracles is what helped me personally to move through the ego blocks to really feel a stronger, more tangible connection with all love, with love that lives beyond the veil, which really helped me to hear and to know the reality of that. So this morning I thought, you know what, I'm starting back at the beginning again. I've studied A Course in Miracles for a really long time, but here over the past year or so, I've kind of gotten away from it. I think my ego got in the way, thinking, oh, well, I've already got this direct connection. I don't need to read anymore. And it was just beautiful what I came upon just this morning, just in the very beginning. And A Course in Miracles, it really, it's Jesus speaking. It seems like it's Jesus helping us get what we didn't get quite right in our interpretation of the Bible. But in this very, very beginning of A Course in Miracles, he says, the soul is in a state of grace forever. Man's reality is only his soul. Therefore, man is in a state of grace forever. So we are always living in grace.
Why is it so hard for us to accept that?
There was one other line that really stuck out to me. It said, you are the work of God, and his work is wholly lovable and wholly loving. This is how a man or woman must think of himself in his heart, because that is what he is. We are wholly lovable, wholly loving, and we live in a state of grace forever. But oh, we forget that.
The voice in my head doesn't...
It's pretty perpetual, isn't it?
Doesn't always agree with that line of thinking.
Yeah. I was just telling Jerry this morning, you know, I like to listen to podcasts in the morning, but I've been on a watchful observer here recently of the ways the ego mind is getting hooked into activation. And I am noticing that listening to podcasts, even, you know, just social media kind of stuff, oftentimes can hook my ego into thinking, well, I should be further along, even from a spiritual standpoint. Like, I should be maybe more like these people and able to share, you know, better and more astute as of a spiritual teacher.
Surely I should be a spiritual giant by this time.
Right. I've been doing this a long time, right? So I realized I'm really tired of this whole ego game. And so I don't want to keep raising the bar for myself, thinking I need to be somebody better than I am or be achieving something more. Can I just accept that I am wholly lovable, wholly loving, perfect state of grace as I am? So I decided, you know what, for a while, I'm not going to listen to podcasts because I don't want to keep, you know, taking this ego ride.
Good for you.
Instead, I'm going to go back to this book and go back to more meditating and connecting. I wonder if it is worth noting, are there ego hooks for you? Like, I realize the podcast for me, sometimes, while it can make me feel really good, also can be an ego hook. I know other folks I worked with, for sure, getting on social media can be that hook where you compare yourself.
I bet.
When it comes to your health?
Yeah, my health, I just am constantly thinking I should be healthier than I am. I think I should be more fit, better able to work, have better stamina, all these things that I feel are lacking.
I guess we get these in cultural programming, right? Just the expectation you should be working nonstop or lose weight or be healthier or follow this diet.
Yeah, it's definitely a cultural bashing of information.
Do our Nike workouts, are those a little bit of a ego trigger for you?
It could be. Comparing myself to these people half my age.
It's interesting what hooks our ego.
Can't I keep up with this guy?
Yeah, which is ridiculous, really.
Yes, it really is.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny. I mean, for me, for some reason, those don't hook me. I'm more like, yeah, I'll do what I can do, whatever. I wonder for our listeners, you know, are you aware? What are the things maybe that hook your, that ego message that you're not enough as you are?
Got to keep up with the Joneses.
Do we do it with friends? Do we do it with family? Or is it just this old, some kind of old message is just running all the time? It's old ego operating system that's just kind of always there.
I feel like for me, that's what it is.
I know you were noting, you know, as a kid, it seemed like it was just a common phrase that a parent might just say, what's wrong with you?
Yes, what's wrong with you?
Which, yeah, is there that message that, no, so then there's something's wrong with
you. Something's clearly not right with me.
Right. I've been a little bit more drawn to, I used to disregard this completely, but I've been reading this autobiography of a yogi, which has been absolutely fascinating. And honestly, hearing it, you know what, I've read some other books about yogis, and there's just such a huge correlation between what Jesus is teaching and what these yogis are teaching. It seems like that it's really all just lining up the same way. But this concept that there could be something even in a past life that we're still carrying, that is something we're still trying to resolve or heal. I never used to pay much credence to that, but well, I've been kind of getting these messages, these little notes in the middle of the night, you know, at one point, I don't know, are these my guides, my angel family? I'm not sure who's relaying it, but it's not a dream. And it was the something to the effect that in another lifetime, I was actually beheaded for speaking my truth, which I know sounds bizarre as all get out. And though within me, it resonates like that would explain my challenge with speaking up. But they're referring to that. And, you know, as these yogis, this yogi is talking about how there are, sometimes are these things from past lives that we're needing to work through that we're still trying to resolve. So, you know, at that point, I think I just told you, I'm making a point to forgive myself for everything, past life included, even if I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm having enough trouble with this one life, let alone worrying about the past ones.
But it did dawn on me, you know, I suppose in past lives I could have been not just the victim, but the persecutor.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, which does kind of give you more space to consider, okay, God has grace for all of us in every scenario we have played.
Right.
We're not always the victim. We have been the persecutor, even in our own lives, presently.
True.
But anyway, I think for me that might explain some of the underlying I should be better. Like I must be trying to atone for some past sin I don't even remember. Is this a good time to read the message?
Sure.
Okay. Be easy on yourself. You are so quickly ready to condemn and judge yourself. You've spent too long training yourself to look for ways you are unworthy. There would be no need for forgiveness in your world if you could only learn to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself of all your perceived shortcomings and limitations. as you create these beliefs in your mind, then do you keep yourself from knowing the radiant light that you are? You, therefore, halt my love and power from extending through you. Be easy on yourself, I say. Try to love yourself as I love you, never perceiving a flaw or shortcoming. You are my beloved child, immensely loved, perfect as you are. Release yourself only to my love and know the light that you are. So all this self-judgment, this expectation that we should be somehow better than we are, love is saying just keeps us from being the light, the radiant light that we are.
Yeah. I think we are swayed by our culture so much. You know, we talked about this a little bit earlier, how, you know, it's a multi-million dollar business, the self-help.
Oh, that's true.
Self-help field. And there's a lot of good self-help books out there, but it just the implication is we need help.
Well, and not just that. I mean, you know, how much do they spend on marketing beauty products, health products, medicine, healthcare?
It's no wonder we think there's something wrong with us.
Yeah, it is no wonder. There must be something wrong with us. Look at all the ads.
Tell your doctor if you have.
Right, yeah. Look at all the ads for all the... I sometimes look at those and go, oh my gosh, I really think they're making things up now. And they're trying to give them really important sounding names.
If you have PTIQGY.
Yeah. But it is, yeah, it is really a repetitive process over and over.
We're bombarded.
Mm-hmm. And love is saying, just be easy on yourself. What if you could love yourself as I love you? What if we could really embrace and accept that we truly live in a constant state, an eternal state of grace?
Yeah, just thinking the grace list. We have a big grace list.
Yeah, maybe we need to work more intentionally on our own grace list. Mm. Right. Just the other day when I was aware of like ego triggers and not wanting to take that road again, right? I made a list. If I were not following any ego messages in one day, how would I live differently?
What'd you come up with?
I have a list right over there. You want to grab my list? There it is. How would I live without the judge is what I titled the list. Well, I made a note. I would give myself permission to take a walk every morning that it feels nice out and it's calling me to that. I wouldn't worry about selling books or promoting myself. It dawned on me, Jesus never promoted himself.
No,
he didn't try to sell books.
He was not big on self-promotion.
Now, as a matter of fact, I remember him, you know, when he would perform a miracle, he'd say, don't tell anybody. Yeah, he definitely did not have ego.
No.
Yeah. I would just be really allowing myself in each moment to let kind of my deeper spirit impulses guide my actions. I would act as I feel led to act instead of as I should act.
According to?
Whatever those, yeah. According to the judge.
According to the voice in the back of your head.
Yeah. That would say, this is what you need to do to be worthwhile. You need to produce this. You need to fix this. You need to make sure all this is cleaned up.
Right.
Yeah. I would dance to fun music every day.
Hmm.
Of course, I would go ahead and follow the schedule that, you know, that dictates the income we need to pay the bills, right?
Sure.
Of course, there are things we just need to do to pay the bills. And I accept that, and I would be loving with myself about that. And though, can I just let go of the judge? Can I be led more by spirit impulses, by where my heart is leading me instead of where my ego judge is saying I should go? I made a note. I would let Jesus teach me how to really live without the ego.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Which I think is what led me back to start back again in A Course in Miracles. Yeah. I would intentionally let my inner child play every day. Did you notice yesterday I got my ukulele out?
I did notice that. I was happy to see that.
That was my inner child playing and then getting frustrated because I should be better. This is too hard.
It should be easier than this.
Come on, it's a ukulele. This should not be this hard. So even then, my child's trying to play and the judge is, yes.
That's funny.
What would you do, Jerry? What would you put on the list?
Gosh. I guess I would just try to just be more in the present moment instead of always thinking about what I should be doing next or.
Yeah.
And I did do that last night.
You did. Stopped. I stopped. I caught you.
I sat on the deck. I'm just going to sit here and just appreciate this for a little bit. So I'm trying to do a little more of that.
And sometimes we really do have to kind of breathe through the anxiety of staying still.
Yes.
Because sometimes there's anxiety when we're deliberately disobeying the ego.
How can you sit when all these things still need done?
Right, yeah.
But these things are always going to need done, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then one day they won't. One day nobody's going to live in this house. Yeah. It will all be bulldozed over. Nobody's going to care.
Nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
No. So.
But there is something to be said for allowing ourselves to pause and breathe and just really get intensely present in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's allowing ourselves to feel what is right here in this moment, like our breath, the wind on our face, the grass under our feet, like being really present helps me move out of the ego mind.
Mm-hmm.
It helps me come into the holy instant, the place where there is no time.
I'm definitely trying to consciously work on that more.
Can we give ourselves
despite more time? Despite what the voice is saying, I can sit down and just be for a little while.
Can we be easy on ourselves?
Yeah.
Can we give ourselves the grace that love gives us?
I don't know about that, but
we can learn. We can start. We can keep trying. Yes. Yeah.
Got to start somewhere.
That message we received so many years ago when I had that vision and love itself said, there is nothing you could ever do that could keep me from loving you. Tell them how much I love them. Tell them how much I love them. Tell them how much I love them. We are so loved, but these shoulds, these expectations keep us from allowing ourselves to absorb.
Experience it,
yeah, and experience that love. Yeah.
And what a shame.
Right. It's all right here waiting for us to wake up and notice that we are swimming in an ocean of eternal love. But we really can't see it when we're bogged down by judgment and expectations.
Well, I feel my grace list is growing.
Good. Yeah. May your grace list grow. and may you know how immensely loved and perfect you are. Be easy on yourself today so that you may know the light that you are exactly as you are right now.